The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The Lord has given us another brand new day and another life to live and express himself in this day. Let's just begin to bless the Lord whichever way that we can. Let's just begin to thank the Lord and tell him who he is. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, King of kings and Lord of lords. The I am that I am, the everlasting Father. Li baba rakata kaba itola karababa italabasha. You are the incomparable God. You are the incomparable King. Li baba reketeke babu leketeke balokutu kabaya. Li papa lokutu kabara baba italebe sheketeke bara. I papa rakata kaba italebe sheketeke bara. Mantele bukaraba jata kula katarababa. Ile baba lokutu kabara katakaba leketeke baro kutu kabaya. Li papa lokutu kaba leketeke balo. Sorry. Li papa rakata kabaro kutu kabaya. Li baba rakata kabalo kutu kabaya kata. Li baba lokutu kabala kata kabale. Li bebe keteke baroko to kabale keteke balo. Li papa rakata kabalo koto kabale kete. Li papa rakata kabas to kuboshe. I bebe keteke balo koto kabarakata kaba itale beshe. Li papa papa rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata kaba ya. Mantele babu rakata kaba itala basha kaba rakata. Ile papa rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata kaba itale beshe keteke baro. Li papa rakata kaba itala basha. Li papa papa. Sorry. Li papa rakata kaba leketeke balokoto. Li papa rakata kaba leketeke balokoto kaba leketeke balo. Li baba rakata kabaya katakabaya. Hallelujah. Sorry. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata ani hot rather. Li papa rakata kaba italabasha. Li preketeke barukutu kaba italabasha. Li papa rakata kaba italabasha kaba rakata. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you worship. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Unto you alone, O God, be our worship. Unto you alone be, O God, our worship. Unto you alone be, O Lord, our worship. There is no God who deserves our worship and thanksgiving. You are the only one, O Lord. Li papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Malika rababa itale besekete kebaya. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata. Ile papa lokoto. Li prokoto kaba itale besekete keba lokoto kabaya. Ewe vadia. Li papa lekete keba rokoto kabaya kata kabaya. Ile pepe ete keba rokoto kabaya. Balekete keba rokoto kaba itala basha. Li prokoto kaba rababa itale besekete kebaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. Thank you for yet another brand new day. Ali baba rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya. Li papa lekete ke balo. Li papa lokoto kaba lekete ke balo koto. Li prekete ke balo koto ke balekete ke balo koto kaba yakata. Kaba rabasha takaba yatakaba. Ipala karato sakile bashan takaba. Mandelebo karato sekelebo karato kasantali. Halarato shikelebo karabasha takaba. You are the God who begins everything. Whatever you begin, you accomplish it, O Lord. You never start something that you can never accomplish. And so once you have given us, O God, life to live this day, you accomplish this day with us, O God. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Lord, we celebrate you. Lord, we say you are God and you are King. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't have enough vocabularies. We don't have enough vocabularies, O Lord. We don't have enough vocabularies, O God, to express our thanksgiving and appreciation to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the lives of everyone that is already online. Some are driving on their way to work. Some are washing down. Some are taking their breakfast. Some are preparing for the parade. Whichever form in which they are, Lord, just bless and reward them for the time they has given to you. For that is how Christianity is. It has never had any convenient time and opportunity, Father God, to operate. It must find its own way. Thank you, Lord. Bless every one of us. Bless every one of us. Bless every one of us. Encounter every one of us. Glory be to your name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. Precious sons and daughters of God, I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician Boja Worldwide. This morning, we want to thank God for giving us another day and another life to live. Yes, we want to continue dealing with the topic this morning. Let this unyielding thing give way for my now to happen. Let this unyielding thing, that unyielding thing, you can put anything there. Let this unyielding agent, unyielding battle, unyielding situation, unyielding spirit, unyielding power, unyielding condition, unyielding demon, give way for my now to happen. In Exodus chapter 4, verse number 21 to 22. Exodus 4, verse number 21 to 22. The Lord said to Moses, when you return to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I've given you the power to do, but I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. Verse 22, then say to Pharaoh, this is what the Lord says, Israel is my firstborn son. 23, and I told you, let my son go so he may worship me. But you refuse to let him go, so I will kill your firstborn son. That is where let my people go. This is the source. Let Israel, my firstborn son, go. And then we look at Exodus 5:1. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. Let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the desert. Again, in Exodus chapter 9, verse 1, then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews says, Let my people go so that they may worship me. Remember at the tomb of Lazarus, after Jesus has called Lazarus forth from the tomb. Before then, Jesus said, ask, where did you put him? And when they show him, Jesus asked them to remove the stone. Take away the stone. John chapter 11 verse 39. Then, after a loud shout, he commanded Lazarus to come forth. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Verse 43 of John 11. Verse 44, the dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his mouth, his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. King James said, loose him and let him go. In Luke chapter 19, verse 30, there was a donkey that Jesus wanted to ride on, but it has been tied to a tree in a village. So Jesus sent two of his disciples, go to the village and loose the donkey and tie the donkey and bring it to me. Unyielding, we are dealing with unyielding situations. We are commanding unyielding things to give way. To give way. We have now been taught how to deal with unyielding situations. Beloved, these topics are very, very, very important. You don't hear people treat these topics so. You don't hear them. It is by revelation. It is by revelation, oh. I am telling you. These are technical topics. Technical, I'm telling you. They are technical topics which are only released by the expert, the Holy Spirit. And I'm so grateful unto the Lord that the Holy Spirit has chosen me to be a channel of releasing these technical topics. Beloved, there are many unyielding situations that people are dealing with and they don't know how to deal with them. Thank God that an opportunity has been given to you. A forum has been created where you can know how to deal with unyielding situation. This is just a prayer time. I pray that God will organize a program where I will really teach. Unyielding situation, why are they not yielding? Why are they not submitting to the name of Jesus Christ? Why are they not submitting to the word of God? Why are they not submitting to the blood of Jesus Christ? How many times did Moses go to Pharaoh? How many times? Nine times. Nine times. The tenth time he went, Pharaoh said, the next time I see your face, you will die. Moses said, you will not see me again. And that was it. 10 times before Pharaoh let them go. How many times did the widow in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, how many times did the widow go to the unjust judge? We were not told. But the Bible used the word persistent. Persistent. She persisted. But you know, you don't just persist. Before you persist, you must take away the legal right, the license of that unyielding situation. Every unyielding situation has a spirit behind it. Anything that is not yielding is being controlled behind by a spirit, by a demon, by a principality. And that spirit has an anchor, a covenant. A covenant. There is a covenant that has given that spirit a hold onto that situation. Ancestral covenants, parental covenants, tribal covenants, family covenants, sometimes environmental covenant, that the people in this area must behave in a certain way. Yes, environmental covenants. Businesses established in this area, they don't prosper. So people live here, they behave like this. And these covenants have altars, secret altars. So in dealing with unyielding situations, there are two ways to deal with them. Take away their lances. Take away their legal rights. And then you command them with the word. And you persist. You persevere. You keep on and keeping on. Some of these lances are given, like I've said, by covenants, belief systems, mindsets, lifestyles. Yes, lifestyles. It is beginning to become too clear that, beloved, we need to check ourselves. We need to check ourselves. I'm telling you. Is there anything God will give you and lack? Why is God still keeping that blessing from you? Yesterday, I was listening to, let me just mention the name, Archbishop Duncan Williams, when he was confirming some of the things that the Lord has led me to teach. He made this particular point, and I said, this one, I will make it at the podcast and acknowledge him. Yesterday, I heard him on Facebook. He was talking about delays in our lives, and he made a point that many delays in our lives are caused by ourselves. Many delays, they are caused by ourselves. And he used marriage, for instance. Many people's marriages are delaying. Your marriage is delaying because you have not prepared yourself for the kind of man that God wants to give you. You haven't prepared yourself. And that was a very powerful point. People are just praying, God, give me a husband. God, give me a husband. The kind of man God wants to give you, the challenges surrounding the man, the challenges surrounding the woman. Have you asked God? Are you really prepared? And sometimes, let me add that this is from me. God will show you things so about the man, about the woman. It does not mean that the woman is not good or the man is not good. God is just showing you what the person is made of, the challenges surrounding the person. Some you will not see, especially those who start with sex. Immediately you start with sex, you will not see anything again. You will not see anything. It blinds you. It blinds you. Yes, it blinds you. It is when you enter that you begin to discover things. That, what have I entered into? No, you don't have to come out. You don't have to come out. You should find out from God, how should I handle this? That's all. How should I handle this man? How should I handle this woman? How should I handle this situation? How should I handle it? But there are some situations that you can see that as for this one, no, That one you should ask God. I won't tell you what to do. Yes. When we're cutting, we saw things. We were seeing things about each other. We were seeing how the future was going to be, even our childbirth. We were not going to have children. Because God showed that the woman I was going to marry, her womb has been taken away. I wrote a letter to her and said, this is just what I saw. Let us pray. We prayed. The prayers, we were just seeing things. We were seeing the difficulties we were going to encounter. Hey! We were just praying. We were just praying. We were just praying. And we are still praying. The Lord has been so good to us. So, beloved, one prayer that the Holy Spirit inspired yesterday, which we need to pray, that Lord, show me what I need to change in my life for a change to come. Show me what I need to change. Show me what I need to change, because it is no longer God who is holding anything. Look, apart from maturity, you will never give your car key to your 5-year-old son or daughter, 10-year-old son. You won't. Because there is a law, there is an age by which somebody can drive. So we call maturity, process. Apart from these two things, maturity, process, and rarely prophetic comes in. God does not just delay us. God does not just keep things away from us. I am telling you, most of delays and the things, whatever it is, whatever, 99% is connected to us. Is connected to us. And yielding situation, why is it not yielding? Is there anything that is greater than the name of Jesus? Is there any power greater than the blood of Jesus, the word of God? Jesus created this world. He owns it. He redeems it. All the elements of creation, they bow to him. They were created to serve us and to minister to us. And God has placed us here to manage them, to rule over them. Why is that they are not bowing to us? Including Satan himself. He's a fallen angel, so he will remain fallen. He's under our feet. Why is he not bowing? Why is that we are sowing seed? We are doing everything. We are trying. We are being obedient. We are in covenant with God. But do you know something? There is a legal right. That situation has a license. The spirit behind that situation has a license. It has a legal right. Not until you take away its license or legal right, it will never yield. That license or legal right could be a covenant. A covenant that your ancestors made. A covenant that your family made. A covenant that your tribal people made. A covenant that your parents made. A covenant. That license or legal right could be your belief system. Something you believe. Your belief system. When Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus, where did you put him? Martha said, by this time there is an order. By this time, the body will be smelling. 4 days, smelling. Because that is traditional. You see, most of our belief systems are traditional, cultural, and then the things we have studied, the things we have learned from people. Then Jesus turned to Martha and said, didn't I tell you that if you just believe, so you see, if you just believe, you see the glory of God. Didn't I tell you, if you just believe, you will see the glory of God. You talk to people, they say, I believe it. I believe. The word believe and amen has just become a cliche. Believe and amen, it has just become a cliche. Look, believe, faith is an active word. So because you believe, what did you do? You believe and begin to live that way. You believe and begin to sing that song. You believe and begin to act. Our belief system, they give the enemy the legal right. Our mindsets, the things we fill our minds with. And you know, our mindset and belief system, they are influenced by the people we give our ears to. The people we give our ears to. My God. Some of us, we have very good friends. They counsel us. Everything we tell them. And what the friend says is what we act on. Please remember, you are a child of God. There are two basic things that must lead you. Your life must basically be hanged or be led by two things. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Not even the pastor. No, not any prophet. No prophet should tell you how to live. No pastor should tell you how to live. We are just made to teach you the Word. But the Holy Spirit is inside you. He said, I will teach you. I will guide you. When He comes, He will lead you into all truth. He will take from me what is mine and make it known to you. Yes. He will lead you into all truth. He will guide you. He is your comforter, your advocate. He lives in you. And the Word of God, what does the Bible say? Yes, you need counseling. After every counseling, tune into the Holy Spirit. Even as I'm speaking right now, hear it in the Holy Spirit. You will get more revelations and insight. That is why when we begin to pray, you see some of the prayer points that some people are raising. And because I acknowledge people, we have been taught, acknowledge. Put the person's name there. Don't pretend to be the original. Then God will also give you more. Yes, so I say, chief executive, so and so, this prayer point is good. Let's pray it. Because the person was tuned to the Spirit. The person was receiving the message in the Spirit. That's how, even when we are being counseled. Because let me tell you, yesterday God taught me a lot. Be careful who you have given your ears to. If the devil wants to destroy you, he gives you somebody. Just as when God wants to bless you, he gives you somebody. There are destiny helpers and there are destiny destroyers. They will come to you. Look, anytime somebody is close to you and suddenly the person begins to put some behaviors, somebody has said something about the person, about you to the person. I'm telling you. I see it a lot in the church. The moment some people get closer to some people, it begins to affect their relationship with you. It begins to affect all their relationship with you. I'm telling you. Some people too, they are not coming close because they have heard. They have not come closer to learn by themselves. They have heard. In my former church, the daughter of the former president, the head of state, Achiampu, were in the church together. She took me as her spiritual father. Today, she's a very big woman somewhere. She took me as her spiritual father. The day she and the sister came to me, I remember it was a Saturday. That time, I was married, living in a very small room with my wife. When they came, after we talked, oh, we just came to greet you. They were holding some provisions and those things. Came and came. Oh, I was happy. We talked. When I was going to see them off, they stopped and they say, Pastor, let's confess. We see you as somebody who is unapproachable. You know, that's how people see you. They think you are unapproachable. And sometimes they talk like that. Pastor, it has taken us 6 months courage to visit you. Because we hear he's unapproachable. He's too serious. He's this. But Pastor, no. You must get closer to a person to know him. Pastor, look at the way you receive us. And we have been together up to today. When she was going to do her doctorate outside the country, is it Poland or where? Yes. In an area where it is only a university in Poland that handles that area. We were in touch. When she was married, it was me who approved the man. Myself and my wife, we approved the man. Because she's a tall lady like the father. She didn't want a short man. But this man who came was short. He said, Pastor, no way. No way. No way. But the man kept on. She came to me, the two of them. I said, Mr. Man, from Baptist, you are coming to marry somebody from Assemblies of God. Don't push. Don't push. Let the lady be convinced. You hear? Don't push. Say, okay, I hear you. They were all working at the same place. Say, but God has spoken to me. I know that she's my wife. I said, you know, let her also know. Let her also know. When you go to Acts chapter 10, you find this principle there. God doesn't do things one way. When the angel spoke to Cornelius to send people to Simeon, Peter, in Simon's house, in Joppa. Yes. At the same time, that angel appeared to Peter, saying that some people are coming to you from Cornelius. Follow them. That's how God works. It doesn't work one way. And truly, I was there when this lady came, Pastor. We used to go to Achimota Forest to pray. Pastor, can we go to so and so? I said, okay. She has a car. She brought it. And then picked me. We went. Say, Pastor, I think he's the one. Now, supposing one day this lady has just begun to dissociate herself. Somebody has said something. She has heard something that she hasn't found out. She heard something that she didn't. It took her time, but carried. When she came, she realized that what she has said is false. Let me tell you. People have been disconnected and detached from their destined places to their own disadvantage. I'm telling you, you can find this in Acts chapter 9. When after the encounter of Paul, after Jesus encountered him on the road to Damascus, and then Jesus commanded Peter to go to the town, Damascus. Enter Damascus and go to Ananias. Then the Lord said to Ananias that Saul is coming to you. Attend to him. Pray for him. But look at the answer that Ananias gave to Jesus in the vision. Acts chapter 9 verse 13. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. 14. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. 15. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. I like King James reference. I have heard by many. What have you heard about somebody? Have you found out from God that what you are hearing, me, the moment you begin to talk to me about somebody, hey, I will only believe you after I myself observed or it has been revealed to me, then I'll say, oh, this is a confirmation. I see, but let's pray. My wife doesn't talk to me about people because the questions I will ask her, you say, oh, this man, I am just giving you an information. I say, no. Have you gone closer? Do you know whether the person? Yes. Because, listen, if God wants to bless you, he gives you somebody. When the devil also wants to destroy you, he gives you somebody. Who have you given your ears to? That also gives the devil the legal right. The people who speak into our ears. What we do with our lives. We want to pray right now. Yesterday we prayed a prayer. Anyone that has been influenced negatively against me. People enter the church and then people start speaking to them. This church. Even my secretary. People start, can you work with him? This man, can you work with him? This man, can you? One day we were driving. She said, oh, pastor. Oh, if you listen to people, you will miss your way. She says, if you listen to people, you will miss your way. You will miss your destiny. I say, why? Say, pastor, you are such a great blessing. Ah, people get close to you. They are blessed. Look at the things you share with me. Look at the things you share with me. Look at the talk. Look at this. Yes, you check me. Pastor, you are just setting me up. People were just asking, can you work with him? He's a difficult man. Can you work with him? Pastor, it took me courage. It took me courage. Do you know something? One day I visited one of our generals' home when he lost the mother-in-law. I went there with a few, about two of my marriage committee. We just passed by. He was in shorts. He was just in shorts. And a simple top like this. I learned something. You don't know why I'm saying this. Look, sometimes when you want to know the simplicity, how it just visit the person. I visited our general superintendent with my wife several times. When you see what he is wearing in the house, the shorts and the top, the former general superintendent. Natural. So please, when pastor is coming to you, don't put on anything because you don't know what he's coming to learn. Sometimes people say, this man is sophisticated. You get closer, the man is just simple. Who is having your ears? Whose voice in your ears has given the enemy the legal right, the license, to have that mentality? Yes. People have been cut off and today they are crying. I'm telling you. They have been cut off and today they are crying. Because they gave their ears to people who call themselves prophetess. Toxic people who are just offended and bitter. And they are spewing negativity into people's ears. And people have given their ears to them. They managed to listen to them, separated themselves. Today, they are crying and they will continue to cry. Beloved, we want to pray now. We have 20 minutes to pray. 20 minutes hot prayers. We want to pray as we are led by the Spirit of God. Let my people go. Let this unyielding situation give way. Let this unyielding battle give way. Let this unyielding agent, don't call it unyielding again. This battle give way. This ancient battle. This ancient agent. This ancient situation. Of course, if you call it unyielding, you have not made a mistake because what is added? Unyielding doesn't end. Unyielding, give way. So give way is what ends it. Say, my Father
in heaven,
I thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for your word this
thank
morning.
Thank you for your word this morning.
I come before you this morning.
Thank you. I come before you this morning.
As your covenant child.
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 As your covenant
child. As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
As your covenant
child. As your covenant child.
As your covenant
child. As your covenant child.
As your covenant
child. As your covenant child.
As your covenant
child. As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
As your covenant child.
Child.
I submit
to the word of God.
The word of God.
I submit
to the Holy Spirit.
I submit
to the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
This morning.
I declare.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And by the blood.
And by the blood
of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
I declare. Any license, any legal right.
I've given
to the spirit
and the powers
behind
this unyielding situation,
this unyielding battle.
This unyielding battles.
And yielding power.
And yielding condition.
And yielding situation. In my life.
In my marriage. In my marriage.
In my home.
In my husband.
In my wife.
In my wife.
In my children.
At my workplace.
In my office.
In my office.
In my business.
In my business.
In my career.
In my career.
In my finances.
In my finances.
Every unyielding situation.
Every unyielding situation.
Any legal right. Any license. That is backing.
The spirit.
Behind.
This unyielding situation.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant.
I take away the license.
I take away the legal right.
I take away the legal rights.
Yes, every license that is empowering this evil spirit. Every license, every legal right, I take it away in the name of Jesus. I take it away. Yes, with the blood of the new covenant.
I take it away.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
I take it away with the blood of the new covenant. I take it away.
Of Jesus Christ, the blood of the new covenant, I take away the license, I take away the legal rights, with the blood of the new covenant, in the Father, the blood of Jesus, I take it away,
Jesus mighty name.
Amen.
Say, with the blood
of the new covenant,
I command
unyielding situation,
every unyielding condition,
medical condition,
any other condition,
any situation
that is not yielding. In my life, every unyielding battle,
every unyielding agent,
every unyielding agent,
every unyielding issue,
in my life,
as I've taken away
its license,
and legal right,
as I've taken away
its license,
and legal right,
I command,
give way now.
By the blood of the new covenant.
I command you, give way.
I command you to give way right now.
Give way.
Let me have my way.
Let me have my peace.
Let me have my joy.
Let me have my testimony.
Let me have it.
I must have it.
I must have it.
Let me go.
Let me go forward.
Let me advance.
Let me increase.
Let me go free.
Let me go free.
Let me go free. Let me go free.
Let me go free.
Let me go free.
Let me go free.
Let me go free.
Let me give.
Let me give
my testimony.
My testimony.
Let me celebrate.
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 Let me have my peace.
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 Let me have my joy.
Let me have my joy.
Let me have my fulfillment.
Let me have my fulfillment.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
I say let me have it.
I say let me have it.
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 Let me have it. Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have it. Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me give my testimony. Let me move forward. I say give way, give way. In the name of Jesus, give way. Give way, give way right now. Give way. Give way, give way, give way, give way. In the name of Jesus, give way. Yes, I command you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you foul spirit. You demons, demonic powers, you evil spirit, yes, causing this situation ever to change. I command you, I have taken away your license. And the legal right that you have, I've taken it away in the name of Jesus. I command you to give way right now. I command you to give way now. I say, check out of my way right now.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have my peace.
Let me have my peace.
Let me have my joy.
Have my joy.
Let me have my testimony.
Let me have my testimony.
Let me have my fulfillment.
Let me have my fulfillment.
Let me have my increase.
Let me have my increase.
Let me have my advancement.
Let me have my
Let me have my celebration.
Let me have my celebration.
Let me have my celebration.
Let me have my
Let me have my testimony.
Let me have my
Promotion. Let me have it.
Let me have my
Let me
promotion.
Have it. Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have my promotion.
Let me have my promotion. Let me have my advancement.
Hey,
yes, Lord. Let
it
me have
working.
It. Let
it
me
is
have
working.
It. I command you to give way right now.
Yakata.
I command you to give way right now.
Ilepepepe
I command you to get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Get out of the way right now. And let me move forward. And let my life change. Let my story change. Let my story change. Let me give that testimony. Let me experience that breakthrough. Let me experience that miracle. Let me experience that testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say give way, give way. I say give way, give way. I say give way, I say give way. I say give way now.
Let this condition give way.
Let this condition give way.
Let this condition give way.
Let this situation give way.
Let this situation give way.
Let this situation give way.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Let this situation change.
Yes, Lord.
Let this
situation change.
Let this condition change.
Let this condition change.
Let the story behind this situation change. Let the story change. Yes,
change.
Lord.
Change right now.
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 Let this situation.
Let this situation.
With my husband.
With my husband.
With my wife.
With my wife.
With my children.
With my children.
With my marriage.
With my marriage.
With my home.
With my home.
Let it change.
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 Let the situation change.
Let it 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 change.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
In the power.
Behind this situation.
Behind this situation.
I take away.
Take away
your legal
your
right.
Legal rights.
I take away,
I take away
your, license.
Your license.
I take away,
I take away
your, legal right.
Your legal rights.
I take away,
I take
your,
away
license.
Your license.
I take away,
I take away
your legal
rights.
Whichever way
yes,
it is.
Whichever way
whether
it is
ancestral.
Whether it is ancestral.
Whether it is family.
Whether it is family.
Whether it is tribal.
Whether it is tribal.
Whether it is parental.
Whether it is personal.
Whether it is personal.
Whether it
I
is
take
personal.
It away.
I take 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 it
for
away.
A positive
for
change.
A positive change.
For a positive change. To take place.
To take place.
In my home.
In my home.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my husband's life.
In my husband's life.
In my wife's life.
In my wife's life.
In my children's life.
In my children's life.
In my finances.
In my finances.
In my business.
In my business.
In my career.
In my career.
In this office.
In this office.
In this department.
In this department.
With my promotion.
With my promotion.
With my seat.
With my seat.
With my health.
With my health.
With my health.
My health.
With my job.
With my job.
With my career.
My job.
With my finances. Let the testimony happen.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it happen, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In a spirit.
That is influencing.
People.
Negatively.
Against me.
In a spirit.
Influencing.
People.
Negatively.
Against me.
In an altar.
In a covenant.
Influencing people negatively.
Against me. Be shut down.
Any voice that has established itself
in my ears, in people's ears,
against me,
any negative voice that has established itself in people's ears, in people's minds, against me. Let those voices be shut down with the key of David. Let those voices be permanently Be shut down. With the key of David, the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Do you know, some wives are suffering in their marriage just because somebody spoke to the husband. This lady, can you marry her? This word, can you marry her? Unfortunately, because the woman is just a human being. And so she will show some weaknesses. The man will say, aha, I was told. I was told, oh, I was told. I was told, oh, I was. So you see, can you marry her? This man, can you marry him? That family, can you marry? Can you marry? You see voices. You see? So from, so there is no peace. Can you work with this person? Like they were doing to my secretary. And some of these things, people are close to you. They do them all. They do it to others all. Can you work with pastor? People are close to you. They do that to others. Can you? Can you? Because pastor shouted at somebody one day. So they use it. Look, let me tell you, human beings are different. The way people will relate to you is different too. I am telling you. Take this from me. That I am different. I am different. My relation, the way the person relate to you may be different from. Who told you that everyone close to me is genuine? Oh. Some are pretending. They are just pretending to show themselves. To please me. Yes. Yes. Can you? Say my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any voice.
Any voice.
Any negative voice.
Any negative voice.
That has been established.
That has been established.
In people's minds.
In people's minds.
Against me.
Against,
against me.
Against
today.
Today.
With the King of David.
The King of David.
Let those voices.
Let those
be shut down. 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 With the King of David. Be shut down. 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 People enter the church. People begin to, this church, as for this church, can you, this church, this church, this pastor, you are an agent. You are an agent. They themselves will not leave. They themselves will, they will not leave. That they, but they will make others to leave. They have caused people to even leave the areas. And today they are crying. Today they are crying. Say, my Father in heaven.
Heaven.
Any negative voice, that has been established, in the mind, and the ears, of people,
Of people against me,
especially,
my
destiny helpers, against me,
today,
with the King of David, let those voices,
be shut down,
be shut down.
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 Be shut down forever. Be permanently shut down.
Le Baba Lokoto Kabale Kete.
Any voice that has established itself in the minds and in the hearts of people against me. We shut down those voices. We shut them down. In the name of Jesus. We shut them down.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My my Father in heaven.
Anyone that has been negatively
influenced
and cut out
from me,
who should have been a blessing to me. Let the blood of the new covenant
reconnect
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I'm just receiving this. Keep what you know about people to yourself and let people themselves discover for themselves about people. Somebody should write this for me. Keep what you know about people to yourself and allow people themselves to discover what they should know about other people. Somebody should write it for me. And it should be a message to everyone. Keep what you know about people to yourself and let others discover for themselves what they should know about other people. Because what you know may not be what the other person knows. As a pastor here, I know so much about my church members. But I've never told any church member that this is how the person is. Unless the person comes to me and say, I see. Okay. That would just be say, okay, because yes, it is confirming. Then I say, do you know why God has shown you? It's because God wants you to pray for the person. I know people who are fake, who just pretend in their heart. They are not with me, but with their bodies. They are around. I know people, husbands who have children outside, their wives don't know. I know wives whose one, two, a particular child is not for the husband, but the husband doesn't know. I know, as a shepherd, but that is for me. It is not for me to discuss that with anybody. So please, keep what you know about people to yourself and allow people themselves to discover. If it is necessary, God will show them. But maybe if they discover, they cannot survive. So God will keep it away. Like I've told three women, two of them are no longer in the church. Pastor, this my child is not for my husband. Does he know? No. Does anybody know? No. Have you told anybody? No. You are the first. Are you sure I'm the first? Are you sure I'm the first? Are you sure I'm the first? Then keep it. And let's keep on praying for God to handle it. And God will handle it. And there will be peace. Another pastor's wife came to me. Pastor, my second son, in university, is not for my husband. It's not for my husband. Is he aware? A pastor's wife. Is he aware? No. Am I the first person? Yes. Am I the first person? Yes. Am I? Keep it. Let's pray. Let's just pray. And God himself, and do you know, not knowing that the pastor also has a daughter. One day the pastor, after prayer, said, "Honey, there is something I want to share with you. I beg you." After sharing, he said, "Let's go to Pastor Della." They came. And then the man spoke. After the man spoke, the woman also wanted to say something. It was something. God just solved the problem. I said, look, God has a way of solving problems. We shouldn't rush. Say, "My Father in heaven,
help me.
To be myself.
Say,
"My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
What should I change? For things to change. Holy Spirit.
Today.
Let me know.
What I should change.
For things to change.
Pray
that prayer right now. Let me know.
What I should change.
For things to change.
What I should change.
For things to change.
Help me to know what I should change for things to change in my life, in my situation. Help me to know what I should change for people to change, in Jesus' name. Amen.
All these things I have shared today, they are behind or the cause of unyielding situations, because you have believed a lie about somebody who should be a blessing to you. You are carrying false mentality about somebody who should have been a blessing to you. I know those who have problem with fornication. You don't have to come and tell me. I know them. I know those who are fornicating, men and women, youth, married men who are chasing, ladies in the church and outside, married women who are chasing. I know home inside it. You think I know. I'm just praying for them. I don't use it against them. Look, everyone close to me, I know them. The first thing I do when the person begins to get closer to me is to know the spirit, to know who the person is. I know it. Then I know how to handle the person. Some are just very diplomatic. They hide what really they are. Only few are open. I'm telling you. Few. They are open. They are so open. Their mistake and everything, they are open. Whatever they are, they open. I also know how to handle them. Some are just diplomatic. They come to you like angels. But behind you, there are some I've stopped calling the name, my girl. I used to use those terms for other people, but I have dropped it. My girl, because the person you are calling my girl. Say, Lord,
help me.
Today, deliver me. I want to begin to see.
A turnaround and a change.
I command that situation. Change now.
Today.
I must testify.
About you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We shall end here today. I don't know. I just feel that we should just end. Today, we have received a bitter pill. Let's go and examine ourselves. Please, learn things by yourself. Don't just lean on what people say about people. Get to know people by yourself. Get to know people by yourself. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Enjoy a blessed weekend.
Amen.
A blessed weekend.
Amen.
A liberated weekend.
Amen.
A changed weekend.
Amen.
A new story weekend.
Amen.
This should bring joy to you.
Amen.
Because the unyielding situation has yielded.
Amen.
It has yielded.
Amen.
It has yielded.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.